Today, we're going to be reading from Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 through 34. Before we begin, let's pray. Father God, I pray that you would just teach us about you. Lord, as we read your word, show us ways that we can change so we can be more like you. Show us areas in our lives that need to be changed, things that we need to do, things we need to stop doing, ways that we need to think or act or feel, attitudes that need to be changed, ways where we need to trust you more. Lord, just guide us today. Teach us. Show us who you are and how we can better serve you. Lord, we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Today we are reading Matthew 8, 18 through 34. When Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other side of the lake. Then a teacher of the law came to him and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Another disciple said to him, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus told him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead." Then he got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, or we're going to drown." He replied, "Oh, you of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." When he arrived at the other side, in the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him. They were so violent that no one could pass that way. "What do you want with us, Son of God?" they shouted. "Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time?" Some distance from them, a large herd of pigs was feeding. The demons begged Jesus, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs." He said to them, "Go." So they came out and went into the pigs, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and died in the water. Those tending the pigs ran off, went into the town, and reported all this, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. Then the whole town went out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region. All right, today we finished up chapter 8, and there are three stories. One of them, at the very beginning, he is talking to different people who are following him, and they are talking about following him, and he says, "It's not easy to follow me. There are some things that you have to know and be aware of, and it may cost you something." Now, first, the first one, he talks about foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Jesus was traveling a lot. He often went different places to teach and preach and heal and spend time with the people. He did not have a normal, comfortable life. And it's true today. Following Jesus may or may not give us the comforts of life. God may lead us somewhere where we don't have the most comfortable life by this world's standards. But following Jesus is so well worth it. That does not mean that all who follow him are homeless or jobless, but sometimes following him does have a price. And he wants us to be aware of that at the beginning. Another disciple said to him, "Lord, first let me go bury my father." Now, this seems to be rather a normal request that, oh, okay, this man's father died and he wants to go pay his respects and honor his father and do what a normal son would do. To me, as I read this, when he says, "Follow me and let the dead bury their own dead," I don't see him telling a grieving man whose father just died that he should just ignore his father. Instead, maybe it's a man whose father is elderly, and he says, "Lord, first let me go spend time with my father, and once my father dies, then I'll follow you." Or maybe his father wasn't elderly, that he's just saying, "Once my father dies, then I'll follow you." For whatever reason, he seems to be putting off following Jesus. And Jesus is telling him, no, don't put it off. Don't delay and try to use other things as an excuse. Instead, follow me now. That when the time comes, someone will bury him and everything will be okay. Don't worry about it. Sometimes when Jesus makes statements like this, it seems very cold, very uncaring. But I think instead, Jesus is calling us to have a different focus. He's calling us to let go of the excuses, of the things that hold us back, the things that say, "Oh, I'll follow Jesus later. I'm not going to do it now. Right now, I need to take care of this, or I need to do this or do that. I need to worry about this. This person needs my help." The problem is when we allow other things to keep us from following Jesus, we are actually, in essence, saying, "Jesus, I want to follow you, but these other things are more important than you are. I would rather spend time with these other things than in following you." It's kind of like a couple days ago, or a couple readings ago, we looked at the passage where he tells them not to worry and tells them, "Seek first the kingdom of God." That we need to have our first focus and our first concern with Jesus. The rest of it will take care of itself. And so we cannot let things hold us back, whether it's a job, whether it's family, whether it is friends, whatever that is. We cannot let something else keep us from following Jesus, because then those things take first place in our lives. And God is asking us to make him first place in our lives rather than all these other things around us. Next, Jesus gets in the boat and starts to cross the sea, and there's this big storm. Now, understand, the disciples, his followers, they were fishermen. They had spent many, many days, hours, days, months, years learning fishing, spending time on the boat. That was their life. That was their job, their occupation. So for them to be so afraid and for them to be so scared that they thought they were going to drown, this must have been a very bad storm. But somehow, Jesus is sleeping through it. He doesn't fear. He's not afraid. He doesn't panic. But they do. They don't understand yet quite who Jesus is. They're still learning. They follow him, and they know that he is someone special. But they're still figuring out just how special and who and what he really is. And so, suddenly, They're all scared and freaking out, and then they wake up Jesus, and he says, "Why are you so scared?" He gets up, he rebukes the wind, he tells the wind to stop, and it does. It's completely calm. and they are shocked and amazed. And they're beginning to open their eyes to see who Jesus really is. And then to continue that understanding, I believe Jesus took this journey for two reasons: to show them that he had power over the waves, but also when they get to the other side, they are met by demon-possessed men, that evil spirits have taken over, and they are so great and powerful that many people are afraid of them. They're so violent and strong, and they're living out here in the tombs and on the seaside. But Jesus comes up, and they come to him, acknowledging and seeing who he is. What do you want with us, Son of God? The demons inside think that he has come to challenge them, and he has. And so they beg him, if you drive us out, send us into those pigs over there. And he does. And the pigs go crazy and run into the river or into the lake. And then all the townspeople get really freaked out and scared. Who is this guy that probably they may have been part of the owners of this herd of pigs, that suddenly all these pigs have been driven into the sea by this man Jesus? Who is he? What's going on? And these demon-possessed men, they're suddenly acting normally, and something strange has happened here. And their reaction is very interesting. They actually ask Jesus to leave, rather than seeing Jesus and the power of Jesus, that he has power over these evil spirits. They ask him to leave because they're scared of him. And so I think that is a common reaction, that many people do see Jesus, but they're afraid of who he is, of what he might ask of them, of what might happen to them. They're afraid. And Jesus doesn't want us to be afraid, but he wants us to follow him and to obey. And so, the challenge today, what about you? What are you going to put first? Are you going to choose to seek Jesus first? Are you going to choose to trust him with your very life, as the disciples had to learn to do, as they were afraid on the storm, that Jesus has the power to calm the storm, whether it's physical or whether it is something happening in your life that's very bad? Jesus has the power to control it. He just wants you to follow him. And then the demon-possessed men. Are there things in your life that are controlling you? Jesus has the power to set you free from whatever the sin, from whatever the thing that controls you, the thing that you try to hide, the thing that you want to be rid of. Jesus has the power to set you free. But you have to follow him. You have to choose him. You have to let go of all the things that are keeping you from making that decision. You have to let go of all the things that are keeping you from following him. Put him first, and he will take care of the rest. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would help us to trust you. Help us to follow you, to be obedient, and to do what you ask us to do. Help us to let go of the things that are holding us back from following, from obeying. Help us to let go of the fear and realize that you are stronger than anything around us, whether it is the physical world or the spiritual world, as we saw here as you cast out the demons, or whatever it is, that, Lord, you are stronger than all of it. And when we follow you and trust you, you can take care of anything. Lord, we pray that you would just guide us and direct us and draw us closer to you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.